Now, D-U-Z does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Betcha that's Dan, the Does mailman.
Yep, in person. And just loaded down with Does letters again, Mr. Collier.
Boy, seems every day is Does Day for most folks.
You bet. Take this letter from Washington, D.C.
What's that?
Mrs. Bertha Sykes says Does is swell for her laundry. So, when her little niece spilled ink on the living room rug, Mrs. Sykes does the rug. And what do you think?
No ink.
Say, get this one from Wyman Dam, Maine, from Mr. William Baker. Mm-hmm. He does the goat.
A goat?
Yep. I can hear that goat now. Does.
Dozing a goat. Brother, that bleats all.
Oh.
And folks, listen to this swell letter from Phoenix, Arizona. Mrs. Raymond Hill writes, "You sounded so convincing about does, I finally tried it. Well, I got the surprise of my life. Does turned everything in my wash out sparkling clean. The white things, beautifully white. It's no malarkey when I say Does beats any wash day soap I ever tried." Well, Mrs. Hill, it's no malarkey when I say no soap gets towels whiter or work clothes clean easier than Does does. Yet this new kind of soap means extra safety for your colored rayon undies. Why, Does does everything in your wash. It's the soap that's best. Didn't actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it? You betcha. Only Does gives you this outstanding combination. Unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does best.
Listen to Dan, the Does mailman. Does everything.
Does invites you to visit the Goldberg. The remaining few hours in Greensville have raced by with a speed known only to such hours. Gone now are the memories of those terrible moments of misunderstanding, of fear, of despair, which filled Molly's life in those first days in Greensville. Remaining now is the warm feeling which accompanies the knowledge that you have made new friends, good friends, lasting ones. And with this feeling of having found new friends in Elsie, Mike, and Mary, Molly feels sad at having to leave. The final farewells are underway. Listen.
Well, the time for parting always arrives, Mrs. Warren.
Yes, and I'm going to miss all of you.
Then why don't you throw yourself in a valise and go with us? Mike would like that, I'm sure.
No, Uncle David. I'm going to wait and see how Mike makes out. It's not going to be easy for Mike.
What about Mike?
Elsie was saying she's going to be lonesome now that we are all going away.
Well, I've been lonesome before.
Mom?
Yeah, Rosalind?
Don't you think it's time to call for a cab?
Well, if it is Reville.
Well, who will? I'll call a cab.
I'll call, Mike. You close the bags. You better bring down your valises,
okay.
Mike. Please. Rosalie, help Uncle David with his bags, dear.
Oh, what's the help?
Well, Rosalie will help you. Maybe something was forgotten or something of which about.
Where's Mary?
She's ironing your shirt.
Oh, she is? Mary!
Yes,
Mary! Are you ironing my shirt?
You see how Mike appreciates every little thing? He's lived alone so much, I guess. When are you going to come to Lastonbury and marry Mike, huh? When he writes and tells me he can make an honest living by hard work and not gambling, don't you think, Elsie, if you were with him, you could help him? Not going to be easy for Mike to change his ways. After all, he's not a child. He's a man. And that he's coming back to Lastonbury with us and not going to New York with his old friends. I mean, that should be very good proof to you how much he loves you and needs you, Elsie. I mean, when two people your age find each other, it's for keeps and it's for good and it's for ever after and until death do us depart. If you can't come to Lastonbury immediately, Mrs. Wilder, come soon. Don't leave him alone too long.
I've got to be sure this is right, Mrs. Goldberg. I'm too old to make mistakes now.
I've got to call for a cab, Elsie.
Oh, I'll call, Mike. Well, then excuse me, dear Mrs. Warren. I'll see if everything gets in my bag.
All right, but don't forget to take the box lunch or fix.
Oh, I wouldn't. Where is it?
It's in the kitchen.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. You didn't have to bother, dear. The box lunch.
That's the sweetest job of anything I've ever seen.
Mary, darling, your mother has a boxed lunch for me.
Yes,
Mrs. Goldberg.
Yeah, dear.
Look at the way she's ironed this shirt. Wouldn't you think it came out of the store brand new?
Well, for a man who's been a bachelor all his life, Mike, you certainly know how to compliment a woman.
Oh, Mike. Mike is a natural-born husband. And how he escaped all these years, nobody will ever know, huh, Michael?
I must have known someone like Elsie was waiting for me. And I'm not kidding either. I always had a sort of a feeling that if I kept looking, I'd find the right woman. But I'd just about given up.
Tell you a secret, Mike.
Yeah? A real one?
Honest.
Shoot.
Mom felt just about the way you did. She'd given up all the idea of marriage, pretty much, until you came along.
Well, what do you know? Gee, that's good to hear. Am I keeping you from your work, Mary?
No, I was just doing that one shirt for you.
So, then will you be ironing Lenny's shirts, Mary? Your future husband also?
Lenny?
Mm-hmm.
Got the army laundry doing his wash once. Guess it'll be a long time yet before he puts on a civilian shirt.
Him and my family also. Lenny's a nice boy, Mary.
I wish I'd met the lucky guy.
Oh, you will, Mike. You will. And I'm sure he'll like you. No, he knows all about you. I told him.
Everything?
Just about.
And his mother, Mary, you met her?
Oh, she's a wonderful woman, Mrs. Goldberg. We had a long talk one night, just she and I. She told me all about when Lenny was a boy and how he grew up and the things that were important to him in life and the things he didn't put any store by.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
That means she liked you, Mary. When a mother talks like that, Mary, it's not easy. Because it makes her remember that her son is not a little boy anymore. That he's a man, grown up. So when a mother gathers up memories like that, Mary, dear darling, she does it because she knows her son met the right girl. And it's time for her to give up not only the grown man, but also the little boy. That's what those memories mean, darling. And when she gives them to you, it's not easy. Because it leaves a big, empty place in her heart. You'll know that feeling yourself someday, Mary. When your son is... Well, look at me. I'm always previous. Mr. Goldberg always says, give Mrs. Goldberg a finger and she'll build a whole life for you.
I don't mind, Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, mind.
If I needed someone to plan my life for me, there are very few people I'd rather have do it than you.
Well... You'll have to tell that to Mr. Goldberg sometime, huh, Mary, dear?
Well, maybe I will someday. I was just thinking, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yeah?
When Mike gets established in Lassenberg...
It won't be long, Mary.
Oh, I'm sure it won't, Mike. When you get established there, why, Mom may go up there to live.
Of course, why not?
And if Mom and Mike and you, Mrs. Goldberg, live there, why, maybe Lenny and I'll settle there someday.
Hey, that sounds real cozy. And I'll ask you all over to my mansion for a game of cards some evening.
Cards, Mike?
Uh-oh. Okay. I'll invite you all over for a game of tiddlywinks now.
That's better, Mike. Well, I have to finish packing my stuff. You'll have to teach me tiddlywinks, too. I had a little child once I knew used to play tiddlywinks. You go like that, no? It shoots.
I have a piece left to go put in my bag. I have to put in my valise that I have outside. It has to go inside.
Oh, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how wonderful you've been.
Wonderful, wonderful. What's so wonderful about people finding out that other people are nice also? It's not a miracle.
There she goes again, Mary, underbitten her own hand.
Mrs. Goldberg, do you mind if I kiss you goodbye?
Mind? Oh, mind. I'd be tormented if you didn't. Goodbye, darling. Goodbye, my dear. And now promise me one thing.
Yes?
That someday you and Lenny will visit me in Lastonbury to meet my family.
Oh, I promise.
And me?
You, Michael, you're ready to go, but star boy.
Thanks for the shake, Mary. Look, I just want to see your mother for a minute. I got something to say to her.
Go ahead, Mike. You've got very little time. I think it must be almost time.
Elsie!
Yes, Michael?
Call for a cab?
Yes. Where's the bell, Mike? The taxi will be here in a few minutes.
I know. Sit down for a minute. Let me talk to you, Elsie. How long are you going to keep me waiting, Elsie?
Well, that's up to you, Michael.
Yeah, I know. I had a lot of fancy speeches all ready to say to you, but...
I don't want to hear any fancy speeches, Michael. I don't need to hear them to know how you feel.
Maybe a man should hide his feelings more, but I can't. I love you, Elsie. You don't know how much I love you.
I'll know how much you love me, Mike, when you get a job.
Yeah, I know. I ain't saying it's going to be easy.
I know.
There's nothing I wouldn't do for you, Elsie. Nothing.
I want you to do something for yourself before you do anything for me.
There's nothing I want for myself, Elsie. Everything I do from now on is for you. I want to make you happy, Elsie. When I see you smile, I want to feel that I put that smile on your face. And when your eyes sparkle, I want to know it was Mike that did it. Am I making sense, honey? All I'm saying is that I'd crawl on all fours like a dog for you. And you're crying because you're sorry for me.
No. I'm crying because I love you too, Michael.
Yeah. Kiss me goodbye before the whole house spills into the room.
Goodbye, Michael.
Goodbye, Elsie. You won't keep me waiting too long, will you, Elsie?
No. No, Michael. Oh, that must be the taxi.
Taxi!
Here, it's time for you to go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Elsie.
Goodbye.
Well, all's well that ends well. And all has ended well on Molly's cross-country journey. All, that is, except for the disturbing fact that the young Mexican boy is already in Lastonbury. Why? You know, it isn't often you find something that really goes all out for you. But does. Sure. Haven't you heard this new kind of soap is best? It does everything in your wash? Well, does even more. It does everything in the dishpan, too.
What do you mean, everything in the dishpan?
Why, I mean does gives you all this. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to your hand. Now, how does that sound?
Not bad.
Not bad? Say, you ought to see does go to work on your dishes. Why, this new kind of soap bounces into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really last, so you aren't forever adding soap. And you ought to see the way does cuts grease. Hey, there's no hard scouring, and that means full speed ahead on your frying pan.
Sounds pretty good.
Pretty good. Listen to this. Does is kinder to your hands, kinder than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves your hands beautifully soft and smooth.
Say, I go for that.
Hooray, I knew you would. You'll find does best in the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. History repeats itself with some significant changes. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Help our armies make haste. Stop waste. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. Soap contains materials needed to speed victory.